Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. It is Mindful Monday. Well, we use this to get our week kicking off. We'll have Miss Tiffany Jones coming on here. Tiffany with an I. We're going to be talking about Halloween because that's coming up very shortly. Give you a bit of information about it. Give you some things to be mindful of. And I'd like to share this with you. Whether we regard difficulties in life as misfortunes or whether we view them as good fortune depends entirely on how much we have forged our interdetermination. It all depends on your attitude or inner state of life, which is a dauntless spirit. We can lead a cheerful and thoroughly enjoyable life. We can develop a self of such fortitude that we can look forward to life's trials and tribulations with a sense of profound elation and joy and say, come on, obstacles, I've been expecting you. This is a chance that I've been waiting for. You have to keep yourself pumped up out here. So much going on. The holidays are coming in. That's really, really a sad time. That's a lonely time. Along with the events that we go through, persons are stressed. Some of them are stressed and don't even know they're stressed, okay? And we can all get stressed. But what I do with individuals is stress. And I recognize it is to tell them, please don't be stressed like they hear me. And I don't allow them to stress me out. And I just kind of like back up. Because you have to have a method of keeping yourself balanced, whatever that method may be, because of the energy, and we're all energy that's flowing around out there. You got to keep a balance, because if you don't, you'll be moving north, south, east, and west. Now, from time to time, that stress coming out of another individual coming towards you, you might have to straighten it up a little quicker and let them know that you're not going to allow them to ride on their, you're not going to ride on their stress, and you're not going to stress them out. It's just things we have to be mindful for. We're all going through a lot of stuff out here, and some of us have more strength than others. Some of us have more balance than others. So I'm just going to say step back, take a look at the picture, and try to figure out which way you want to go with that individual. Keep in mind, they might not even be aware of what they're doing. And on that note, welcome in to Mind for Monday. I'm going to give you some patty because it's Halloween, it's trick-or-treating time, and we're just going to get out there, and I know you want to stir it up. Welcome. Play that because I know we all out there trying to stir it up, Halloween, trick-or-treating, the costumes, you know, the babies, they get so excited. In particular areas in the city, there's nice places to go, and I noticed that the youth and the families get an early start. So by sundown, everybody's full of candy and their little buckets of food, and they've taken their little pictures. It's a fun thing for the adults. And who we have with us this evening is Tiffany Jones with an I. And I like to say that because Tiffany say, I see it, I know what needs to be done, and I'm going to get it done. Tiffany Jones, are you on air with us this evening?
I am. How are you, Linda? On this beautiful Monday, raining, somewhat cold. evening.
I'm wonderful. Thank you. You know I put my thank you out there ahead of time because that's one thing I don't ever want to forget, and that is to appreciate individuals that take out their time and come and care and share and push aside a few moments just to help educate us, just to help remind us, you know, of their busy day. So I'm going to put that up there, and I didn't even know that it was raining today because I didn't even go out to look at the sky. I found out later on. I went out roughly later on after the rain had stopped, but it felt kind of good. You know, we need the rain to clear the air, okay? The rain clears the air. I just don't like to be out there when it's happening, not in the state of California or Los Angeles, because these people cannot drive in the rain. And so if you have to go out there, you have to pray yourself up real tough because it gets crazy. You cannot pull off from a stop sign going 50 in the rain like you do when the sun is shining. And it's just like a thing that just, if I don't have to go, I will not deal. So I've got my mindfulness out there. We want you to talk to us. Are you going to tell us something about Halloween? I just can't wait. I got my jack-o'-lantern up here getting ready to carve it. And that's how I celebrate. That's it. I don't go out there. Not too much into it. But I'd like to see everybody else that's into it. And it has great meaning. It has great history. And most individuals don't even know why it's happening. So can you share with us? Well, what are you going to tell us about Halloween?
I don't know, Linda. You know, we talked about this before I came yesterday. And I think I just want people to be mindful for, you know, what's going on out there. It's getting, the weather's changing. It's getting cold. We got rain going on. You know, when it gets cold, people are more susceptible to viruses, put it that way. So,
really?
Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm all about keeping each other safe in that capacity after we've experienced what we did the past year and a half or two. So
yeah.
I'm all about that.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people go out and celebrate Halloween. I believe it's the eve of the dead, right? The evening of the dead. Some people celebrate it as that.
Basically, it's the spirit. It is All Saints Day. That's where it originally started from. It was an ancient Celtic. It came from way back, but it's really All Saints Day. And then here, it's like the Day of the Dead, because from information, that is when the souls of the dead return back home, and that's why the costumes are there, and they would have big bonfires, and they dance around the bonfires because that would keep the spirits away. So that's the information I have on it. So, you know, I don't know when the candy came in and all that other stuff, but it's an ancient Celtic beginning of that, and that's when, again, the souls of the dead return home. That's the information that I have.
Oh, wow. Well, that's interesting that the souls return home. I guess it's something, if whether you believe in reincarnation or not, there's a return back to the planet, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to return somehow, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
So that's why you have the ugly-looking people and, you know, Halloween, you see some characters out there. So I'm going to read up more on it. But in the South, you know, that's I don't celebrate Halloween. I don't go to masquerade parties or any of that because I like to see who's up under that mask. But right now, we can't see nobody, so I guess it's just falling right in place, right? Things change. And it's a new beginnings out here. It's never going to be the same, so we might as well toughen up and bend with it. That's all I can say. Yeah, but Halloween, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The children, the young adults, I love helping the youth carve their little make their little jack-o'-lanterns and things of that nature. You know, they really get a kick out of that. What would you say? I read an article about the best candies to give children. You know, you used to go and trick-or-treat and you could have your fruit. They broke away from candies and they got fruit. But then people were doing evil things with the fruit. And you really have to investigate that stuff, you know, for the children. Mm-hmm. They used to beat me up when I was small. I used to put a little sheet on and be that little ghost and draw me some eyes and stuff, and they'd take all my little candy. I'd be collecting out there, and, you know, you always go in the community, you know, where you are, and shoot, them big kids would take my little candy. I said, I don't really like this. You know, I'm out here collecting, thinking I'm going to get a lot of candy, and there it is. But, yeah, they enjoy it, so I don't give out anything like the children in the community, but I like to give, like, closed things, you know, things that aren't easily opened, mm-hmm. or perhaps maybe a can of vegetables or whatever, you know. So mom have to take these and cook it. You do them something, but they look for those little goblins and ghosts and decorations. They have the best stores for Halloween costumes, good costume stores, and they have some exotic costumes out there. Once I did mm-hmm. do a holiday. I don't think it was like a Halloween celebration, but then it could be. And I think it was at one of the companies that I was involved in, and I went as a bullfighting matador. Okay, and I do remember that. I still got my little picture around here. I should have tried to take a picture of it and post it, but that's as close as I get. But I know the candies have changed. The requirements have changed. They have big events, you know, celebrating the Day of the Dead. They have all the movies out. They have some awesome movies. If you like that scary, freaky, hiding under the sheet type stuff, you know, and it's time. So I think it's one that I was reading about that states Halloween Kills. And when I looked at that picture, I said, that is one I just don't want to look at. So, yeah, they have great.
I know.
Yeah, because people are into that.
Yeah, I'm. Halloween's not one of my favorite holidays. I mean, I do understand the celebration of it as, you know, All Saints Day, growing up Catholic, I get all that. And I know, you know, when the kids go trick-or-treat, it's a celebratory moment. It's not like you should be fearful and have nightmares, but these movies out here really are way too much for me.
Yeah.
Way too much. Like, I don't even, you know, some people celebrate that, though. They love all the excitement behind it, the scary feeling that you get, you know, all that. I'm just not into that.
No,
I'm more,
I don't care.
On the positive side, and I don't really celebrate it either. I don't dress up. I mean, you know, after a while, you just stop dressing up, or unless you're going to go to a party or something like that. But in general, I don't dress up for the day. You know,
because
I don't really have, you know, I don't have anywhere to go per se. Now that we're doing different things and we're working from home, I mean, usually you dress up when you're going to the office, but I mean, people are going to offices and things, you know, doing things, so that maybe those might be the candidates to dress up, you know, the people to dress up, but I just typically don't. But, I mean, you know, everyone has to have fun and do their thing, whatever that is. And, you know, if they have fun celebrating Halloween, love it. I love it.
To each his own. And I'm thinking, you know, and because of, you know, it's a lot of other. As you get older, you be in, because you want to know who's up under them costumes. People can do a lot of dirt. You know, everybody's not so nicey-nicey. And you riding around in the car with a mask on and a costume and don't know about no bus up under there, and you getting out there doing the wrong thing. So I've always been cautious of that, too, because I'm out south. And Mardi Gras, New Orleans. Mardi Gras.
Ooh, that's a fun time, though.
It's a fun time. It's a great time. But also, if you know about the time, Mardi Gras is the time you get rid of your enemies, okay?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always kept that in mind. I wasn't too anxious to, you know, to move around. But, you know, I know that other things are coming up, not only Halloween. This is just the beginning series of the holidays, because then we'll move into Thanksgiving, Christmas. And it's always such a depressing time. People get really depressed around this time. Those that don't have family are going through. So what kind of mindfulness can we share to, like, kind of, like, keep them pumped up? How do you keep I know you have family here and certain things, but what would you suggest? We got a lot of mental unbalance out there now. And with, you know.
I know, and it's gonna take a little bit of time. I think people are trying to find the rhythm of life, whatever their life is.
Okay. Like
again,
that.
There's so many restrictions. Now you have to present a card if you want to go out. And I think, did I share that with you? I went to some place in L.A., and they stipulate, the stipulation is for November 4th, that we have to do the card, show the card for the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was out, and this place was not like a she, you know, place whatsoever. So when I walked in there, I was kind of shocked. A, they were requesting the card prior to November 4th. And the second thing was, you know, I'm not even sure if you got, you know, more than a B on your place, your place of, I think it was the restaurant.
Okay.
And, yeah, so now they're starting to do that. And so that's definitely going to, it's not going to restrict people, but the fact that you're going to have to present some kind of identification is very interesting to me.
Well,
you know. I mean, not don't mind it, but it's just kind of interesting to now have to present another form of identification when you're out there.
Well, that's like a way of breaking it down, trying to curve down whatever needs to be curved down by any means necessary, I guess. Oh, no, if you come up in here, you're going, But, you know, I don't really... I have a thing about that because each moment of the day is a change. And I'm a bit concerned, you know, you can go into the office, but we test you once a week. Okay, you test me on Monday. Hell, I could have got infected on Tuesday. Okay? See, it doesn't make a lot of, you know, no. So I have my opinions on that. And all I do is keep myself as safe as I possibly can and try to take care of me the best way I can. Very careful where I go while I'm up around. Everybody know I'm a stickler. Don't be telling me to come nowhere and it's 100 people. You're not going to see me. Don't tell me it's 50. I might go for 12 or 15, but if you go over that amount, I'm not coming nowhere. And it's not antisocial, but it's anti- how can they say, it's not an anti-social thing, it's anti-no mess, okay? That's what I'm anti. So in order for me to stay that way, I just don't show up. Because I can't control. No, it's too many. And people have to, and they're going to do what they have to do. And like I said, with the immune system, you don't know. Nothing is guaranteed. I have persons I deal with, and I was talking about stress before you came on and how stress will send you over, but people that are stressed out, they won't stress you out, okay? And you can't.
I know. I dealt with the situation prior to coming on this show tonight with that. And, you know, I you know how we are, Linda, because we really do look internally to see if we've caused some kind of stress, right? You and I. So I really didn't do that, but I had to address an issue which dealt with lack of communication. But the communication really didn't need to occur had they, you know, did it a different way. So, stress, you know, it was a little stressful, but, you know, you have to calm yourself in situations like that. But, you know, miscommunication,
I don't calm myself. If they claim they stress and that's why they acting like that, I just immediately tell them, well, you ain't getting me stressed, and I let them have it. I don't care. Okay, I'm not
well,
a psychiatrist.
Yeah,
you got to get a good.
I try. I mean, I handled it very, very positively, but I did let them know that, you know, no matter what, it was your staff, it was a communication between you and your staff that this happened, and that is not my problem. You
right.
need to fix that.
Right.
Because right now you're trying to put me in a stressful situation based on your miscommunication. I'm not
right.
blaming you. I never
right.
blame them, but I'm like, let's... I understand the issue, and I'm going to solve the issue, but it never would have gotten to this point had we not had proper communication.
Right.
So,
right,
you know what I mean? And you know, because you dealt with that last week, communication.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm all about communication. I believe in having that dialogue. See, dialogue is very important, and it is very important, and it's good
Absolutely.
For your mental. It's good for your health. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you cannot let things affect you. So at times you just have to, you know, you, as I say, you might be stressed. I understand. But you're not stressing me out. And this is the way I don't get stressed, because I'm going to tell you it ain't going to work. Oh, yeah, I believe
mm-hmm.
in dialogue. And then you have to, and you try to be mindful, but sometimes,
there you go,
know,
mindful.
You try to
mm-hmm.
be mindful, because we're all going through stuff. But you're going to go through it before I go through it, okay? And if this is where I can avoid going through it, guess what? You're going to hear it. Uh-huh. And we can
right.
talk about it
and
later.
Yeah, and I just wanted to be heard. I was going to deal with whatever we needed to deal with.
Yeah.
I just needed to be heard in that moment. And
yeah.
then because somebody's stressing you out, you want to come and stress me out. We're not going to have that.
Right.
I'm
right.
going to deal with this the way that I know to deal with it in a calm manner. Because, you know, of course, if you become belligerent, then everyone's like, oh, you're belligerent now, right?
Well,
you know, because you're
tell them they
yourself.
Got good observation. I'm all that. And I you got good observation. You're very aware, okay, because I am all that. And I agree with you. So let's get back to the matter at hand. I just, you know, you don't want to go there, but like I said, you be as mindful as you possibly can. And then you have individuals that they don't understand. You see, you can't do anything about stuff that's unforeseen. Stuff happens. That's just the way it goes. So if you
right.
in this society and can't adjust to that, you need to go to Venus somewhere, okay? Because you'll be having a problem as long as you're here, because you cannot avoid. Nothing is guaranteed. You know, they go through something, and then, well, I hope it don't happen again. I say, well, I hope it don't, but if it do, let me show you how to dance around it, okay? Because nothing is guaranteed.
Right.
I mean, nobody's guaranteeing nothing. You're not even guaranteed that you'll be here the next minute. Okay, excuse me? So that stuff, and then, yeah. Oh, I'm stressed. I'm having an anxiety attack. Uh-huh, you better go. You can have you. It's best for you to have an anxiety attack than to have a Linda Mac attack, because I'm not going to let up on you. Okay, I'm not going to let up on you. Okay, because we need to get this straight. And not in a meaningful way. Sometimes you have to hit individuals such, you have to shut them up, because they want to.
I know it. It's not. It's not. Oh,
now,
God. You just make me laugh so hard all the time.
Yeah, it's like, you don't want to meet this Linda Mac attack. I'm all nice and sweet and everything, but you know what? If you bring it in the kitchen, I am not taking it in the living room. We going to handle it right here, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
stress will kill you. You don't know that yet. I've been there. I understand what you're going through. I try to understand and see, but then that has a cutoff point. Because I got two sides of me, too, and if you don't care nothing about me, then I'm going to have to get away from you, because you're not going to understand. Because I cannot allow your responsibility. I'm not going to suffer for your neglect. And whatever it is you're going through, you neglected to do something, so don't put it on me. I'm not going for it.
Right.
So you want to talk about it now, or we can talk about it a couple of days from now. So on that point, don't call, don't write, don't email, because I have nothing to say right now. I have to get my thoughts together. And once I get my thoughts together, we'll talk about it. But when you show that side of yourself to me, I see another. You know, I deal with that canvas. I take them paint, that hue of those paints, and I throw it on that board. And I start, I think I'm George O'Keefe over here. I start mixing. I start mixing it and putting it together. And once I get that portrait made, we see what the next step is, okay? But stress, as I was telling them early, dealing with difficulties and things, if you can keep yourself balanced. You know, we all go through it, but you have to be able to recognize it and know what to do with it. You know, some people write in the sand. Some people read the Bible all day. Some people chant. Some people play with crystals. Whatever you do that gets your faith into your inner, because it's all in out.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you're the only one that you have to deal with, okay? And nobody else is going to jump off that bridge with you or out that window with you, and you need to know that, okay? So you are the only person you have to deal with. And it's hard. It's hard because all of us are made up a different way. Now, sometimes them people, they be using that as excuse too, okay? They use that. Because before, as you were, we were talking, I think, about a situation, you know, they used to get in the way like that. And it works, but it don't work no more. Nothing works no more.
Right.
It just doesn't work.
There's a different way. Different way. The platform's changed. I mean, you can't take the old into this new situation, and as we're all trying to get through it, and it's not even bad. Change, again, as I always say, isn't bad. It's just the way that we go about finding our way.
Yes.
And, you know, and be mindful of others as we do it. How about that? I'm mindful.
I like that. You have to make the change and go on your way, but be mindful as you're doing it. That's the most important thing. And it takes work. It's work. It is work.
Oh, it is.
Because we're overloaded. We're experiencing different things. And like I said, everybody is an individual. That's why they have that word, individual. It means just what it means. Okay, so I'm not going to take it the way Sarah take it. Sarah ain't going to take it. You know, if we're individuals. So when you can see, okay, that's their way of doing it. Not meaning that you're so mindful that you let nobody walk you. See, now that there's a cutoff point.
Right.
Okay?
Now, that's another story, right? Yeah. No, we don't do that.
That is a cutoff point. You know.
Yeah, mindful and respectful.
Yes, I like that. Mindful, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you, Miss Tiffany, with an eye. I'd like to say, I see it, I'll get it done, and I'll complete it. And I like to say my Tiffany with an eye. I enjoy you coming on so much. We go from one thing to the other. We started with Halloween, but it's all tied up in here together.
Do. But you know what? One little thing I do have to mention. What do you think about that Alec Baldwin firearm incident?
I was reading something on it. And I was kind of figuring out what had happened because it wasn't blanks. It was I was kind of like reading it. But see, like I said, we're out there. We're trying to, when you're in production and shooting, that's the most safest place that you can be. But then again, after seeing that, it might not be the safest place that you can be because the carelessness and the neglect was there. I didn't get into the full thing, but it's like, the difference when they're filming or when they're in production, those the production is the safest place you can be because they're going to be checking. They got monitors. They have everything. So how did that happen? The person that was I don't know.
Well, I believe the people were injured very seriously, if not died from that incident. So now it's kind of like who's at fault? Is it the stunt coordinator's fault who gets paid, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a week to even do this, and they did not check it? Or, you know, some people could look at it or say, you know, if you have a gun in your hand and a firearm, you're supposed to check it. Like, You can't depend on someone else to check it, although
well,
they
if
paid
you, yeah, I hear
so.
You, but it's supposed to be blanks in there, supposedly. But I don't know. I'm gonna have to look further into it. It's really
yeah.
Something
that it's
to think
like
about.
I mean I'm yeah. I'm just discussing it because I'm going to be discussing it tomorrow night on
oh,
my
good.
Show. So
okay,
we're
so
going
you using,
to
you using me as a guinea pig, Tiffany. You want to get my opinion up, but you know how I get. And you good to get that out of me. You know you good to even have me talk well, about that. But since you are here and we love you and I know how you are, I just stated my little statement, but I'm going to look further into it. You have to dig deep, but it is a dangerous thing, and it all also gives you something to think about, so you can only rely on
right,
the
to
stuff
be
you
mindful.
Do. So if I got to have a weapon on the scene, I'm gonna bring my own. Okay, you don't touch it, don't load it, don't do nothing to it. This is the one we go you.
Right. I mean, you just have to be in all circumstances. I mean, like, let's say if they, you know, they're talking about and they've had talked about for a while defunding the police. Like, what if we start? You know, carrying guns or
mm-hmm,
to protect
mm-hmm.
ourselves or have guns as
mm-hmm.
they, you know, people do in their homes. I mean, you have to be mindful of where you keep it,
yes,
away
you do.
From children,
you
when
must,
to
you
use
lock
it,
it. Yes.
You know,
yes.
So.
Well, when you're dealing with weapons and coming from Texas, you know, they used to throw them weapons in the bed, say, bring it down, clean it in the dark. You know your weapon. I mean, that's Texas. And you learn that at an early age. But you're also taught the proper way to use it. Don't pull it unless you're going to use it. You got me? So when you do,
mm-hmm.
you have to go. You got to use it. So there's rules. There's laws. There's a lot of things. And I know on your show you carry many, many topics that you'll be speaking of. I wish that I could come and be a part of. I know it's going to be a very interesting show. And eventually we'll
mm-hmm.
be able to go in and listen to all of these things. And I'm so proud of
you.
You
will.
You put on your lipstick and you visual. I'm audio. I'm not right credit yet to let them see my red lipstick. So if they saw the condition over here, it would be a new style for the new look for the year. Okay. But I admire
right.
you. And I love the topics that that you know, you speak on and the type of people, because y'all get real controversial up in there. And I'm going
to
come on.
We do. We do.
Yeah, and that's good.
Yeah.
People, yeah, I
we
shy away
to.
From it. I shy away from it because, you know, I can fly and you can't get me back here. I don't care if you send Scotty in the spaceship. Once I fly out there, I'm out there. So we work it differently,
right.
but it's still a thing that we have to do. It's a need. We have to educate. We have to care and share in any manner that we can. And the persons out there, if only one person hear it, we've saved someone from jumping off the bridge, okay? You never know.
Right.
You know you have a mission. You know you have a calling. You know it's a calling. Sometimes it takes us a while to find it. And we don't know if that's the true calling or did I say I was going to do this type thing, you know, a lot of times. But as long as you're educating, and I'm going to put it like this before we wrap it up, it is like, again, if you light a candle for another, your path becomes brighter, okay? And knowing you and your moves, and you know me, I like to cover a lot of territory. I need to light a lot of candles because I need to see where I'm going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to keep my lens cleaned, and therefore I'm looking, because I'm not only looking for my path, I'm trying to help you on yours, and that's what you and I do and many, many others, because we're educating, and that's when you become an educator and whatever. Just to help another person light that candle, it's a great feeling, and I know how you feel. I know it's hard work. And I know that some of the things you guys talk about, I need to bring the movie crew up in there and make a movie, because it can get out
well,
there.
I'm very mindful of the controversy. I just, you know what it is, and I say this all the time too. It's like having a conversation, because we need the dialogue. We need to have
yes.
a conversation about some of the issues that quote unquote. Plague our society, but really don't once you have the conversation.
No.
So it's really fun. It's really exciting. The TV show is called Beyond the Lines with Tiffany Jones, and it's on TECNTV.com. Now, mind you, I'm a very neutral person, so I don't take one side or the other, but I bring a different dynamic because I'm, you know, if it's political, I'm bipartisan. You know what I mean?
Okay, I
got you. And I'm neutral.
Yeah.
So I'm neutral in all things, and I'm not going to be like, you know, so controversial that it's just going to be too much.
Right.
But I just, you know, I get people to think about, you know, some of the topics.
Well,
that
you cannot have
about.
any change unless you have dialogue. And everybody hollers diversity. They don't understand that it's two parts. It's diversity and inclusion. And you can't have diversity without inclusion. And that includes all. And persons, if you don't know, they're only going to speak on what they know and what they've been taught until they get another ear, open up those lens to see it another way. It's up to them, but you're doing a great thing to bring it to them in that manner, because we have to have the dialogue, we have to have the conversations in order to, I call dialogue and conversations the glue. Okay, so you can't stick nothing together unless you got some glue. So I would call what you do and what I do, I just say we're a little bit of small jaw of crazy glue. We just do it a different way. I'm loving you. I'm looking at the time
crazy
here,
glue.
Your show. And let me repeat this again. It's beyond, what is it? Give me beyond what?
Beyond the Lines with Tiffany Jones, and the network is TECNTV.com.
Okay, Beyond the Lines with Tiffany Jones. And you, when I come on there, you know your name going to change because I'm going to say I'm on here with Tiffany. That's how you come to me, Tiffany. We love you. We love you. We're going to tune in to that. Thank you so much for coming on and caring and sharing with us and bringing out the other side of me, you and that Stephanie. Y'all real slick with what you do, but I love you for that. I love those innovative minds that know how to dig and work it around and still get what they need. And on that note, we're going to say good evening to you, Tiffany. We love you. Have a great show.
Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. We're going to tune in. That is T as in Tom, ECNTV.com, and that's Beyond the Lines with Tiffany Jones. And if you can put Tiffany Jones with an I, then you can make that family connection. Tiffany, we love you. Have a good one.
Thank you, hon.
You're welcome.
People sails around, go underground, young man. and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.